I guess, Father Carlos, I have to say a few words. I think there's a lot of other people that could say a few words up here, but they're all afraid. So I think I'll open it up, and then we'll have open mic so we can have Father Alex can say something, I think, because he was here. Father Andy can say something because he was here. And of course, Father Moser, you can say something because you were here. You know, why not? You know, we should really share. It's the 50th anniversary, so we should share. Compartir todas las cosas, la homilía y otra cosa también especial. Because it's the 50th, I sometimes like to remember and look back. But first of all, I congratulate you, every person here. Porque este día muy importante, este año muy importante por esta parroquia. But 50 years ago, what was Winter Gardens like? If you went to the post office, a stamp would cost 5 cents. It was raised to 6 cents that year. Gas was 33 cents a gallon. It's even more on that tax, supuesta hora. Movies. If you went to the movies, it was $1.25. The average new house would cost less than $12,000. A new car would cost $2,500. And the average salary was around $6,000 to $7,000 a year. And if you're into sports, I don't know, the World Cup wasn't, I don't know if it was in that year, but I don't think Brazil won that year, but maybe, I'm not sure. But I know that Green Bay won the Super Bowl, and it was the very first Super Bowl. And you know, those of you who are into the stock market, because we hear a lot about the stock market these days, the high on 50 years ago was 907. It even dropped more than that the other day. Now, if you were listening to music, or if you were singing in the shower, who did you sing to? Well, maybe you sang to the Beatles. You sang Penny Lane, All You Need Is Love, Strawberry Fields Forever. You had the Beach Boys. You had Simon and Garfunkel. You had Daydreamer Believer, the Monkees, and Something Stupid, like I Love You from Nancy Sinatra and her father. Light Up My Fire by the Doors. And the movies of that year were in the Heat of the Night. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, The Graduate, Dirty Dozen, To Sir with Love, and a very famous religious movie called A Man for All Seasons, which I still consider a classic. Some of the movie stars, Sidney Poitier, Katharine Hepburn, Rod Steiger. That year, Carl Burnett's show began on television. Andy Griffith's show, I Love Lucy, Gunsmoke, Hogan's Heroes, and I Dream of Jeannie. But Winter Gardens, way before that, if we go back to the early 1900s, Winter Gardens was a sleepy little town. Very few Catholics came here. In fact, people just came here in the winter and left in the summer. The first records I found was Father Michael Fox. He visited occasionally to say Mass for people's homes. It was difficult in those days to be a Catholic. It was not easy. 1940, Monsignor Bishop from St. James came here to offer Mass in Winter Gardens and Community Center. And it kind of was still a very sleepy town until 1959. Then the Archbishop, who was the Archbishop Hurley, sent Father Peter Dolan, who was the vice president of Bishop Moore High School, to come here and find our, be the founding member, our founding of a mission here in Winter Gardens. He said Mass in Dr. Albert Gleason's home, or his office. A handful of people, not so many. He said Mass in his clinic and later in the city auditorium of Apopka. Priests from St. Andrews helped out, but it wasn't until 1968, on Route 50, that a church began to be built. Father Ben, who later became the first pastor, built a wooden church and later built a rectory behind it. That first church seated 200 people. Monsignor Barto from St. Charles helped with the building, helping with the funding and also with the backbreaking. Very interesting, in 1985, the census of the parish was 200 families. Of that 200, 50 were Hispanic. There were no Brazilians yet. Most of the parishioners were seasonal. They only lived here for the winter. But since then, it has changed. Here in Resurrection, for almost 50 years, without missing a day, Christ has been present to you. Mass has been celebrated every day with the help of diocesan priests, with Sacred Heart priests, with Scalabrini priests, and priests from all over the world. We have been blessed in the Diocese of Orlando with the help that we have received. The sacraments have been celebrated. You've had your children baptized here. You've had the sacrament of confirmation celebrated here. You've had reconciliation and Eucharist. You've celebrated your weddings. You have celebrated, too, your funerals. The church has become a home. It has become your spiritual home. So we are so grateful to all who have served here in bringing Christ to you. At this moment, I'd just like to ask those who were here on that first few days and the first church in 1967-68, could you please stand?